Good morning. It's good to be with you. Yeah, it's good to be with you. Good to be with you too, Lay. So today, I don't know if you can remember, but the last time we were together, we were looking at what some call the feeding of the 5,000.
也许你还记得上一次我们所交通乃是耶稣喂饱5,000人。
And so this was a miraculous feeding of literally close to 15,000 people. 5,000 was just the men, and then there's, of course, women and children. And so with just 2 loaves of bread and a few fish, he fed thousands.
我们知道说这是一个大的神迹，说到5,000人，其实准确的说是5,000个男人，所以很可能是超过15,000人。耶稣使用这5饼2鱼来喂饱他们。
And like in our lives sometimes, God does the unexpected.
在我们的生命当中，神所做的常常是超过我们所期待的。
And at that moment, at those moments, we marvel at the mighty acts of God that we behold.
那个时候我们就会惊奇神大能的作为。
Which is what we should do. The problem is we're going to find out. Maybe we need to go beyond just marveling at what we behold.
当然我们会这样做是很惊奇、很自然的。但是今天我们要更进一步，看到我们的心中究竟应该明白什么。As
we continue to walk through this thing called the Gospel of Mark, we're going to see pretty soon that Jesus is going to ask them a question about their response to His mighty acts.
我们接下来读的马可福音，我们会看见说，耶稣会向门徒问这些的问题。
He's going to ask them, do you remember what you saw there?
耶稣问他们说，你们记得吗？你们曾经所看见的。
If this will be later in Mark chapter 8, he says, when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up?
当我拨开那5个饼分给5,000人，你们收拾的零碎。 装满了多少个篮子呢?
As if Jesus is asking them, do you remember what you saw?
耶稣问说，你记得你们所看见的吗?
And I don't know if the number is so important. Some people might say the number is important. Do you remember what the number was, the number of baskets?
12. 我不知道这个数字是不是重要，有的人说很重要，但是看大家是不是记得到底是多少个篮子。
Yeah, 12 baskets, enough for each of you, right?
12个篮子可以满足每一个人。
Or in a sense, the 12 represented the new Israel, so there's 12 of them, and there's enough for all of God's people.
也有人说这12乃是象征的一个新的以色列，每一个支派都能够得满足。
So that would be like maybe our first quiz question, but I have a second one as well.
这是我们的小测验，这是第一个问题，还有两个。I think
this one might even be more important.
下一个可能是更重要的。What
should the feeding of the multitude with 2 fish and 5 loaves have taught the 12?
那个用5饼2鱼来喂饱众人，这个教导我们什么？And
I think that's the purpose of this text and of our message today.
这是我们今天所读的经文和我们的信息的目的。
By God's help, I hope to answer that question for us all. Today, Mark recounts another unforgettable event in the life and the ministry of Jesus. Something kind of unimaginable. Jesus will walk on water. In essence, it's a message about how we perceive and how we react when our hearts cannot grasp what God wants us to see.
这些事情要来看我们的心是如何的思想，我们如何的回应，这是我们说好像无法凭自己来认识的。And
I think it has great relevance for our lives today when we think about the condition of our hearts.
想到我们今天心里的光景，我觉得这跟我们很有关系。
Yeah. Now, I've seen a number of Asian martial art movies where, you know, people can walk on waters and jump up into the trees, you know, things that look like, wow!
Yeah.
But I believe that probably that is most has to do with the special effects of cinematography.
我们知道说那个只不过是电影的特效。
But what we see today in the life and ministry of Jesus is something that genuinely happened.
但今天我们所读耶稣的生平和他的事工里面所发生的乃是真实发生的事。
So we're going to pick up where we left off last time, right after Jesus does this incredible miracle of feeding thousands with just a few things.
所以我们就回到我们上次所读的主耶稣喂饱这五千人之后。
Chapter 6, verses 45 to 46 read, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd.
耶稣随即催门徒上船先渡到那边伯赛大去等他叫众人散开。
And this, we happen to get a photo of the disciples when they were forced into the boat. Okay.
这个好像是一个负面的图面就是当这些门徒他们好像 不情愿要上船。
And you can see it's late and they're tired and you can see the expression on their face. They're really, you know, they need a break.
也许你们能够看出他们脸上的表情。
And in John chapter 6, we get a parallel account of this event.
在福音书里面有一些平行的记载。
We see from John chapter 6 that the sun has set and Jesus has compelled his disciples to suddenly leave.
在约翰福音那里特别说到是天晚了然后耶稣要催促门徒上船。
What's the rush, Jesus? Why are you pushing us away?
为什么要催促我们来上船?
Well, in John chapter 6 verses 14 to 15 we get an answer.
在约翰福音六章十四十五节我们有答案。
And we read there, John records for us, after the people saw the miraculous sign that Jesus did, they began to say, surely this is the prophet who has come, who is to come into the world. And Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself.
在约翰福音那里说到，当门徒看见这个耶稣所行的神迹，就说这真是要来世间作王的那一位，所以他要勉强他作王。耶稣要催促门徒来上船。
So I think that kind of explains what Jesus is doing here.
这也能够解释说耶稣为什么要这样做。
Perhaps Jesus sensed that his own 12 disciples were susceptible to the influence of this great crowd that was only too eager to recognize Jesus as the promised king.
因为这个人群很激动，他们要在那里要来。催逼耶稣作王，所以说这些门徒很容易受这种人群的影响，所以耶稣要他们离开。
As we've referenced several times before, now their thought is he is the political man that we need, the one who will deliver our nation from Roman oppression.
我们以前说过，这些人群他们就有一个想法，就是耶稣所做的证明他就是那位政治性的作王的，要带领以色列百姓来推翻罗马的统治。
But Jesus can think on his feet, and so immediately he doesn't just watch things play out, but he begins to take action. He sends the disciples off.
但是耶稣知道他们心中所想的，所以他就立刻采取行动，要门徒马上离开。
Because Jesus is very clear that the Father's plan has a different trajectory, and it involves not a crown at this point, but a cross.
耶稣清楚地知道父所安排的他的道路。是完全不同，乃是要先在冠冕之前，乃是先要经过十字架。
So all of this is background for the main focus of today's lesson.
这是今天信息的背景。
And as we continue in Mark 6 for today, hours have passed, and we find now the disciples laboring to row across the Lake of Galilee.
今天我们看见当门徒们他们渡过这个加利利海的时候，他们在那里摇橹甚苦。
Yeah, and they're heading in a direction they're supposed to go to Bethsaida in Galilee.
他们理应去跨海渡过加利利海到伯赛大去。
And you got to remember now, they haven't had a lot of rest. Not only Jesus, but the 12, and they're already exhausted as they set across this lake that can see a storm blossom in no time.
我们要记得说他们。还没有休息过刚刚经历过五饼二鱼的事情这些门徒和耶稣一定是非常的疲惫但是他们仍然要摇橹要经过渡过这个加利利海。
So they try to make their way across this stormy night through the seas, through the waves, the wind.
那里也起了暴风，这不仅是一个大湖，也是一个风暴之夜。
I'm sure it grew worse and worse the deeper they got into the night.
啊，当夜越来越深，那个情况就越来越危险。
But Jesus is alone up on the hills. Maybe you could call it a low mountain. He's there in prayer.
耶稣独自上山祷告。
We see in chapter 6, verse 46, after leaving them, Jesus went up on a mountain to pray.
这六章四十六节说，他辞别了他们，就往山上去祷告。
Jesus needed to withdraw like he did every day, withdrawing again from everyone so that he can get some time alone with God.
耶稣需要离开人群独处，要单单与父在一起。
It was critical to his mission that every day he had time with the Father.
每日都要与父在一起，这是他事工的秘诀。
Time for rest, a time for renewal, a time for prayer and communion with God.
是休息的时候，也是一个更新的时候，是要与父在一起。
Today we call that quiet time.
有时候我们把它称作安静的时间。
Right. And so some of us take maybe 10, 15, 20 minutes. Jesus took several hours.
也许我们是10分钟、15分钟，但是耶稣的时间可能是以小时来计。
Right. And we would do well to consider Jesus' example.
我们也愿意来思想耶稣的榜样。
Because I don't know about you, whenever you are a part of something where you see God really moving and working, that's also a time of great temptation.
我们知道说，当我们看见神在做他的工，那也是一个大的试探诱惑的时候。
Whenever I've been in situations where I'm living on mission and I'm allowing God to use me and others that are with me to reach out and make a difference,Right after those moments are some of the most dangerous times.
我也常常经历到，有的时候当我被神使用，能够去接触到神所要我去的人群的时候，我往往发现在那个时刻就有最危险的事发生。
We need time to think about what God did and our role in it and what He wants to communicate with us. That takes quiet time.
我们需要看见说神的计划是如何，他要怎样的使用我们，我们的角色应该是怎样的？这需要我们有安静的时间来祷告。
Now, personally, I believe it's good to take a quiet time every day, but especially in moments like this.
在我个人的体会当中，我们每天当然都要有这样安静的时间，但尤其是在这样的如此的时刻，我们需要有这个安静的时间。
And when we do, it's like our opportunity to reconnect with God and to renew our readiness to say, Lord, I'm listening. Send me, Lord.
在这个时刻我们特别需要来与神有一个安静的时刻，让神来向我们说话，说我已经在这里准备请差遣。
And we don't oftentimes show up real strong at those moments. Many times we're worn out and weak and sometimes wrestling with doubts, but we're able through those times to meet with God.
很多时候并不是我们最强壮的时候，而很多时候我们是疲惫不堪，我们很软弱，所以我们需要我们的神。
Right. So what do we do after we experience like the 12, God working in our midst?
我们看见说，当十二个门徒他们经历神在他们中间的时候，他们怎么来做
？Well, we'll see today that if, like the 12, we just move on to the next thing, we open ourselves up to real dangers.
如果像这十二个门徒一样，我们马上从一个事工就跳到另一个事工，我们就会陷入一种的危险。
If we don't take moments to really reflect on what we saw, what we witnessed, and what God is trying to reveal in all of that.Then I think it's rather foolish to just jump into the next thing.
如果我们不花一点时间来回顾神所做的和将要我们去做的，那我们就是愚拙的。
And this is what happened with the 12, as we will see.
我们看见十二个门徒身上所发生的正是这样的情形。
For Mark writes the following: When evening came, the boat was in the middle of the lake, and Jesus was alone on land. And Jesus saw the disciples straining at the oars because the wind was against them.
那个门徒他们就马上去划船，阴风不顺，摇橹甚苦，夜里有四更天，耶稣在海面上走，往他们那里去。
So it's late into the night, in the middle of the night, maybe as late as 4 a.m.
所以那是在深夜，也许是凌晨四点钟。
And there's Jesus, he's still just wrapping up his time in prayer.
耶稣仍旧在那里祷告。
And he sees that after all this time, that the disciples have made very little headway trying to cross the Lake of Galilee.
他看见说门徒他们顶风摇橹，他们前进了很短很短。
But we're going to see that even though they've been apart for a while, Jesus is nearer than they suspect.
当他们看见说耶稣能够看见他们心里的怀疑和疑惑。
And he knows, oftentimes when we don't realize, he knows what we're going through.
我们很多时候不清楚耶稣他知道我们所经历的。
You might be thinking, how could Jesus see that far across the lake to see what the disciples were encountering with the waves and wind?
很多时候我们就像门徒一样说，这个湖那么大，耶稣怎么看得见我们？
But remember, he's way up on the hill, and he has probably a good view there, at as high as 1,400 feet above sea level where Jesus is at.
有的时候我们说，这座山很高，所以说，这个耶稣他就看着湖面很开阔，所以耶稣看得见。
And if it was a clear, rather clear night, at least in patches, he could see with the moon shining on the face of the water.
如果那个月光照得很好，如果那天晚上视线清楚，耶稣能够看得见。
So what does Jesus do after he spots them struggling and making no headway? What happens?
当耶稣看见这一切会发生什么？
Well, he's going to come close like he does with us.
耶稣要就近他们，就像耶稣向我们所做的。
We read in Mark chapter 6, 48 to 50, about the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake, and he was about to pass by them, but when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. So they cried out because they all saw him and were terrified.
夜里约有四更天，就在海面行走，往他们那里去，意思要走过他们去。但门徒看见他在海面上走，以为是鬼怪，就喊叫起来，因为他们都看见了他，且甚惊慌。
So Jesus decides to go out to them, no doubt to encourage them with his presence.
耶稣要靠近他们，耶稣要用他的同在来勉励他们。
But like so many of us, they're still relatively young in their faith.
我们当中也有许多，也许我们的在信仰上还年轻。
And they're exhausted.
他们有疲惫不堪了。
And it's the middle of the night, so as Jesus comes closer and closer to the boat, they think that maybe it's a spirit or some kind of ghost.
当耶稣在深夜靠近他们的时候，他们会以为是鬼怪。
They don't recognize Jesus.
他们没有认出来是耶稣。
Kind of like me or maybe like you when we're going through difficult times and we don't recognize that God is actually closer than we could ever imagine.
就像你一样，就像我一样。有很多时候我们在难处里面，神正在靠近我们，我们却认不出来。
Apparently, it was a little bit like what Job said in Job chapter 9.
就像约伯好像也说过，在约伯记第九章。
Where Job writes, when he passes me, I cannot see him. When he goes by, I cannot perceive him.
他从我旁边经过，我却不看见。他在我面前行走，我倒不知道。
Can you relate to that? That experience where you have uncertainty, doubts, and fear?
你觉得这个跟我们的经历有点关系吗？但我们心中有这样的怀疑的时候。
If you do a little digging in your study Bible, you'll discover that among the Jews of that generation, they believed and they were fearful of these spirits of the night. And so that's probably what they think that they see walking across the water.
所以如果你读一点以色列人他们的做一点研究的话，在他们的以色列人，他们会害怕黑夜，会害怕鬼怪。
Mark records they cried out in terror.
他们就马可说他们就惊慌，他们就喊叫起来。
Too bad that we didn't have a smartphone to capture a photo of them at that moment, right?
我想如果说我们有一个手机的话，我们可以照出来他们脸上有多惊恐。
And it seemed, Mark said, almost as if Jesus was going to pass them.
好像耶稣就要走过他们去。
But the context indicates that Jesus is seeming to go across the lake at this very time for their benefit.
但是整个的我们所读的经文告诉我们说耶稣是朝着他们走来是为了他们的益处。
So we've been in situations where you wonder, wait a second, is he going to pass by us or is he coming to us? And so they're caught in this dilemma.
有的时候我们分不清楚他是走过来就是为着我们而来还是他就是会越过我们而去。
And I don't know. I'm only speculating, but maybe sometimes it seems that Mark is connecting what is happening now in his present situation with what happened with the God of Israel when he would manifest himself to his own people. And I think there might be a connection here.
我不知道当马可写这些话的时候他心中怎么想。有的时候不光是个人就是以色列的民族好像也是这样。好像神是朝着他们走来但是好像神又要把他们撇下了。
Almost like this God of Israel, this God of glory, is going to allow His glory to pass by His people.
好像说这以色列的神，好像就许可说他的荣耀，就好像把以色列人撇在后面。
Like we read in Exodus 33, and the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence.
就像在出埃及记三十三章那里说，耶和华说：“我要显我一切的恩慈，在你面前经过，宣告我的名。”
Yeah. So immediately Jesus, seeing their terror, he cries out to them. He says, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid."
所以当耶稣看出他们的惊恐，对他们说：“你们放心，是我，不要怕。”
And then he climbed into the boat with them, and the wind died down.And they were completely amazed, for they had not understood about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened.
于是他们到他们那里上了船，风就住了。他们心里十分惊奇，这是因为他们不明白那分饼的事，心里还是愚顽。
This reminded me also of this verse from the book of Job, chapter 9, that He alone, Yahweh, treads on the waves of the sea.
这也让我想到约伯记第九章第八节是他独自在海浪上行走。
Right. So they are astounded. And you know, it's only because of the condition of their hearts, Mark is making the point.
马可在这里指出他们会那样的惊慌完全是因为他们心里的光景。
Right. So Jesus speaks up saying, No need to fear, it is I.
耶稣对他们说不要惊慌是我。
I don't, almost like it is the I am.
准确的说是我是。
So be of good cheer. Don't be afraid.
你们放心，不要害怕。
Don't be captive to your fears.
不要让这些恐惧来抓住你。
Right? Yeah. Probably a good word for me to hear as well. Yeah.
也许我也常常需要听见这样的话。
And we also, on the parallel account, if we look at another one of the Gospels, Matthew's Gospel, we see that there's an extra addendum where Peter says, Is it you, Lord? And he gets out of the boat and begins to walk on the water. You know that story, but it's from Matthew.
如果我们可以读那个平行的经文，我们知道马太福音十四章那里还提到彼得，他说，主啊，如果是你，让我走过来到你那里去。
And like the incident Mark records for us earlier in chapter 5, suddenly the wind dies down.
马可后来就在告诉我们说风就突然的就停住了。
And it's as if the peace and calm has been restored suddenly.
突然就进入一个完全的安静和平静。
And you can imagine the astonishment as they behold these things, the 12. So the question might be for some, why were they so afraid?
所以我们要问说为什么他们这么害怕?
I think it's the same reason that you and I sometimes are so fearful of certain things that come up in our lives.
我想这个和你我都一样，很多时候在我们生命当中临到的事情就是会叫我们害怕。
And we get easily overwhelmed if we're honest.
如果我们诚实的说的时候，我们常常会被恐惧来胜过。
And it's in moments like this, it becomes so clear to us that, wow, you know, I've got some growing to do in my faith.
那个时候就是让我们能够意识到说， 我的信心实在需要成长。
I need to take this lesson that God is showing me by just the way I'm responding with fear and totally being overwhelmed.
Yeah. 啊，从我自己的反应里面，这就是神来给我的功课，让我来学习。
And God wants us to see in those moments, what do we really believe about Jesus?
我们自己的反应就是我们的功课，我们是究竟怎样来相信我们的神。
Now, do we realize in such moments who Jesus really is?
我们真正所信的耶稣他究竟是谁？
I think the answer is many times in those moments we do not realize who Jesus is.
我想就是因为许多时候我们并不真正的知道耶稣他是谁。
And whenever this happens, where God reveals a little bit more of His glory, then, you know, if we're not careful and we fail to understand or fail to ponder what the Spirit is teaching us in those moments, our hearts can harden just a bit more.
每当神把他的荣耀稍微多显那么一点点给我们，我们如果心中不去思想圣灵所要教我们的，我们就落入愚顽当中。
This is a danger for any of us.
这对我们每一个人来说都是危险的。
And this happens more often than we would care to acknowledge.
我们很多时候我们都意识不到的。
Yeah. As we get older, it's so easy for our hearts to harden.
也许我们年纪会增长，但是我们的心却容易变得更加愚顽。
And if we're not careful, we fall into the patterns that we pick up from our culture where we think, okay, you know, Sunday, you know, is for God and then the rest of the week is for me and then you're just kind of, you know, going through the motions.
也许我们年纪越长我们就越容易受到文化的影响，我们就说这些是属于神的，那些就是属于我的。
But to have a living, vital, and genuine relationship with Jesus is not something that you can contain in a box that we call Sunday worship.
我们与神真正的那个关系，你不能把它打包放在一个盒子里，这个盒子名叫主日敬拜。
Yeah, if we're looking for it, God will show up each and every day if we're learning to practice looking, expecting, and waiting for it.
如果你去寻找，那每一天神都有一个时间让我们来寻找他，来遇见他，跟他相处。
Now, it's rarely this big of an incident, but in many small ways, God is there if we look for Him.
这里是一个事件，但是在我们生命当中有许许多多这样的时刻。
So what does Jesus want us to understand through these mighty acts of His?
耶稣这大能的作为，他要我们明白什么？
Well, I think personally that God has revealed Himself to us through His Son. That's part of the point.
我知道说耶稣乃是父神乃是借着他的儿子把他自己启示给我们。
But we tend to only maybe momentarily revel in the miracle that God did.
那我们有很多时候我们心中就是只是对那个神迹本身来惊奇。
But well, I think what God wants is for us to grasp that whenever He displays His glory through these kinds of mighty acts, it's so that we will understand more.
我们知道说每一次神借着他大能的作为把他的荣耀稍微多显一点，是为了教导我们。
More about how close He really is. More about the presence of God in our lives.
他是要教导我们说神离我们有何等的近。在我们生命当中神没有那么远。
Yeah, and more that He's there and so He will provide all that we need.
神与我们同在。
Yeah, and that all of this, His presence, His provision are always ours in and through Jesus.
他的同在他的供应都是借着耶稣而来。
And then Mark ends this text today in verses 53 to 56.
接下来最后马可所说的是53节。
So we won't take long on this. It said, when they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. And as soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. And they ran throughout that whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever they heard He was. And wherever Jesus went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. And they begged Him to let them touch even the edge of His cloak, and all who touched it were healed.
基督过去来到格尼撒勒地方就靠了岸， 一下船，众人认得是耶稣，就跑遍那一带地方，听见他在何处，便将有病的人用褥子抬到他那里。凡耶稣所到的地方，或村中，或城里，或乡间，他们都将病人放在街市上，求耶稣只容他们摸他衣上的穗子，凡摸的人就好，就都好了。
I don't know if you remember at the beginning of today's text, but their destination originally was Bethsaida of Galilee.
也许你记得一开始我们读，他们是要去伯赛大，是在加利利的另一边。
But because of the headwinds, it looks like they landed further southwest at a smaller place called Gennesaret.
所以当因为他们是顶着风，所以风把他们带到更加西南一点的地方，叫做格尼撒勒。
But it didn't matter because God always uses such developments to bring the kingdom and these kingdom blessings wherever Jesus goes.
这当然也不是很重要，但每一次神所要带领我们，就是为了他国度的缘故。
And this was also in Galilee, so people, as soon as they landed on shore, they recognized Jesus.
这个在加利利沿岸，他们一靠岸，那里的人就认出来是耶稣。
And so, you know, this crowd that met Jesus in Gennesaret, they were unlike the disciples. They didn't have all of these experiences.
这些格尼撒勒的人，他们不像门徒，他们没有经历过这些。
One commentator, Steve Wilmhurst, wrote the following.
有一位解经家，他写下这一段话。
He says, these people understood even less than the disciples do, yet wonderfully Jesus accepts them with their limited understanding. He doesn't turn away, and all who touched him were healed. Of course they needed to know more. Of course they need to recognize Jesus' true identity, as the disciples did. The time will come, though, for that. In time, that will happen. We don't need to know everything before we come to Jesus, but He wants us to come.
因为这些人他们所领会的，他们所了解的比门徒还要少，但是很奇妙，耶稣他接纳他们，虽然他们领会有限，耶稣没有拒绝他们，然后耶稣仍然触摸他们，耶稣仍然医治他们，虽然说他们当然来说他们需要知道更多，但是他当然需要认识耶稣真正是谁，但是在那个时候耶稣医治他们。我们不需要想知道每一件事情才能够认识耶稣。
That's right, yeah. So even though he wants us to come, many times he will surprise us and he will come to us.
许多时候耶稣要我们到他那里去，但很多时候出乎我们的意料，是耶稣来到我们面前。
So I don't know what you're facing this morning as we gather together.
我不知道今天我们聚集的时候你所面对的是什么？
Whether the waves and the winds of life have overwhelmed you or not.
如果有那个叫你无法面对的风和浪，究竟是什么？
But I can tell you that if you are like me, learning what it means to follow Jesus, that He will send you out with others even when you're tired.
但如果你跟我一样，有的时候你会经历到，有的时候虽然我们很疲惫，但是神仍然会差遣我们和同伴一起出去。
And as he sends you out, you'll discover that you're not as strong as you thought you were.
当我们一起出去的时候，你会认识到我并不是同伴当中最强壮的那一个。
And that's good for us.
这也是好事。
So we don't become too arrogant and too dependent upon ourselves.
所以我们就不会太骄傲，我们不会太靠自己。
And in those moments when we see more clearly our own limitations and our own weaknesses, it's also in those moments that God helps us to see what our relationship is to Him and to other people who He loves.
当我们意识到自己的软弱，当我们意识到自己的限制，我们才会真正来思想我们与神的关系。
So God, in His love, will let these things happen in our lives. These things that overwhelm and assail us.
神在他的爱中他许可在我们生命中有这样的事情临到。
But we can take confidence that, as in today's story, Jesus will see and He will pray for us, and in due time He will come to us.
但我们可以有把握说，耶稣他看见我们，他为我们祷告，他也会来到我们中间。
Can you hear His word to you today?
今天你能不能听见神在你心中所说的话？
Take courage.Take courage. It is I.
你们放心， 是我。
I'm here.
我在这里。
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
I'm greater than the wind and the waves.
我比那个风，我比那个浪要更大。
Do you know this Jesus?
你认识的耶稣是这样的耶稣吗？
I didn't ask you, do you know about this Jesus? Do you know this Jesus?
我问的不是说你关于耶稣有这些的了解吗？我问的是说你认识这一位耶稣吗？
Today we had an opportunity to catch just a glimpse of the glory of God. What will you do with that glimpse today?
今天我们好像说远远的瞥见一点点耶稣的荣耀，我们要问说你心中的回应是如何？
Jesus still comes to us.
耶稣仍然来到我们中间。
Even especially when we are fearful and exhausted.
特别是我们心中恐惧，我们疲惫不堪的时候。
What will our response be?
我们要怎样来回应耶稣？
Right. Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for your goodness and mercy.
好，我们父啊，我们感谢你的美善和爱。
Lord, help us, Lord, to encourage each other to be looking for God.
主帮助我们，我们彼此的勉励，我们来寻求神。
And through the mercy of God, to come to you.
借着神的怜悯，我们来到你面前。
And with expectation, knowing that you will also come to us.
让我们心中也有期待，你会来到我们中间。
Thank you for your ministry, your love, and your care for us, O good shepherd of the sheep.
感谢你所做的一切。感谢你，你是好牧人。
May your blessing rest upon this congregation.
愿你祝福我们当中每一位。
Granting grace to each and every one of your sheep, and even those who are exploring the faith, the Christian faith, to know you and to be awakened by you and to be helped by you.
你来祝福我们当中每一只属你的羊，包括其中还在寻求你的，包括其中需要认识你更多的。
We freshly commit ourselves to you this day.
我们重新把自己在线上，在你的面前。
In our imperfection, in our weaknesses, we say, Lord, come.
我们不完全，我们软弱，但我们呼求主，愿你来。
Have your way with us.
按着你的方法来带我们。
我这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.